This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Republican Dan Moore, a business consultant and Navy veteran, will be the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor this fall. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
Republican gubernatorial nominee Heidi Ganahl announced Moore as her running mate this week. She says Moore shares her goals to reduce crime, lower Colorado's soaring cost of living, and make children a priority. Moore has never held elected office, but did serve on the state's Independent Redistricting Commission to draw new congressional lines. He got stripped of his chairmanship of that commission when people became aware of his social media comments questioning the results of the 2020 presidential election. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver's mayor delivered his last State of the City address Monday. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
The protest band Brothers of Brass led Mayor Michael Hancock into the Montbello Recreation Center. Once inside, he used his annual speech to protect his legacy. Hancock boasted that he helped Denver recover from the Great Recession and the pandemic. He highlighted that he reformed policing and that his administration housed more than 13,000 people in his time in office. Even so, violent crime is up, and so is homelessness. Kyle Harris, Denver.
Low-income and rural students enrolled in behavioral health programs at five Colorado universities could have their tuition covered by the state. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The $5 million Behavioral Health Incentive Program aims to not only save students money, but also mitigate the state's mental health crisis. Each participating institution has programs where the money can be used. Examples include a Master of Social Work at UCCS and a professional certification in Addiction Studies at Colorado Mesa University. Funding comes from the American Rescue Plan Act. It's expected to serve some 400 students in the next 2 years. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.